And the federal appeals court rules that the lawsuit against the deputy who killed Andy Lopez in 2013 can move forward. On the live line with us this morning is the attorney for Andy Lopez's parents, Arnaldo Casillas. Good morning, Arnaldo.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am fine, sir. I suppose that this was a positive note for Andy Lopez's family, and the federal appeals court says, yes, this case should be heard in front of a jury, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what they said, and you're right. You know, Andy's parents, Rodrigo and Suhe, had been waiting for, you know, a formal decision since May, I think it was. And, you know, the hearing was, you know, we left optimistic that it'd be in, you know, in the plaintiff's favor. You know, the two of the judges there really did speak strongly about the problem of cops killing kids. And, you know, the result is actually eye-opening. And my hope would be that folks, rather than relying on rumor and maybe even the press, that they actually read the opinion. You know, the important part is that they actually published it. In other words, it is now precedent for not only California courts, everybody in the Ninth Circuit, but even across the country. You know, are we
public record as well.
Yeah, and, you know, my hope would be not only that, you know, the folks there in Sonoma County, but also that the Board of Supervisors, as well as folks in the Sheriff's Department, look at that, you know, because it is an objective view of the facts by the Court of Appeals. You know, keep in mind that, you know, the trial court ruled in favor of Andy's parents and said, yeah, you know what, this should go to trial. And, you know, then we got the appeal, and then, you know, the appellate court said, yeah, you know what, this is something that's definitely got to go to trial. And if you look at the evidence, you know, in the light favorable to the plaintiffs, Jiminy Christmas, you know, he shouldn't have shot, and there was no reason to shot, and we're certainly not going to grant him immunity.
Just on a personal note for this case, doesn't it seem every time there's a new step, it sort of reopens it for Andy's parents, reopens the hurt that's gone on?
You know, Larry, you hit it right on the head, and that's actually, you know, the saddest part of it. When I called them, you know, they were very, very emotional. I was in the office actually getting ready for a trial on Friday morning, and, you know, 7:30, I get a little notice there from, you know, my email. I look at it, and I was certainly ecstatic. I called them, and it's bittersweet, you know, because really there isn't anything good about this. There isn't. And, you know, they were both, you know, moved to tears out of happiness. You know, in other words, you know, it was a great decision. And, you know, they did feel to a certain extent kind of, I'm not going to say happy, but certainly, you know, satisfied that, you know, there was a small modicum of justice there. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, I think after, you know, 4 years, we're coming up on the fourth year anniversary here on the 22nd of October. You know, it is time to heal. It truly is.
Well, Arnaldo,
you know,
I think
any its course.
I think we can all agree that that parents do not ever fully recover from the death of a child, certainly not under these circumstances. And so I guess I want to sort of latch on to what Larry asked you. What outcome will help in the healing process for Andy's family?
You know, one, you know, a full and fair airing of the facts. Two, a decision in their favor by some fact finders. You know, after Ravitch decided not
to
prosecute.
DA.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The district attorney there, Jill Ravitch, decided not to prosecute. That truly was for the parents. Talk about opening up the wounds again. You know, they felt as if Andy'd been killed once again. And, you know, to have this go in front of a jury and to have them evaluate the facts and to be able to cross-examine Gelhaus in front of a jury and make him explain why it is and how it was that he could have shot what everybody who drove by Andy agreed was a kid with a toy gun. And that's just shocking. And, you know, there's a lot of other issues there, obviously. I don't mean to simplify it to that extent. But that ultimately is something that would be very meaningful and you know, for Andy's parents, justice.
And what is the next step, the next legal step in this process?
It's a little complicated. You know, frankly, the county has the right to seek appeal by the collective judges of the Ninth Circuit. They call that an en banc review. I'm not sure that they'll get it. Ultimately, they have the right to present a petition to the U.S. Supreme Court to have them review it. Now, an appeal from the trial judge up to the Ninth Circuit is automatic. All you got to do is file a notice of appeal.
Mm-hmm.
To the Supreme Court, it's very different. You ask essentially for permission for them to consider and hear your appeal. They decided, and it depends if there is, you know, a novel decision or a novel issue, if there's a conflict between the various federal circuits. I'm not sure that we have that here, but ultimately, it is prolonging justice, frankly, the seeking out of that appeal, and ultimately to the Ninth Circuit, the judges, and keep in mind, the opinion is 66
yeah.
pages long. And please, I urge folks to pull it up online and read it, because it truly delves into the minute details of what happened that afternoon. And you really, really need to read it and to get that explanation in the context of the legal issue. Are we going to give Mr. Gelhaus immunity? And the court went out of its way, I think, to make sure that it was crystal clear, and that its analysis was likewise crystal clear, such that any reviewing court, whether it's the whole Ninth Circuit or the Supreme Court, are going to say, you know what, guys, that is a pretty safe and clear decision. We're not going to disturb it. And I think ultimately that's what the Ninth Circuit and the Supreme Court are going to say. And ultimately, I mean, I'd much rather have, you know, the board this morning, as I understand, they're actually going to go in executive session, closed session, to review things. And my hope is that they would decide to not seek an appeal and proceed forward with the trial, or actually, you know, the option of a settlement is even something that they should ponder. They should look at that. And they said, you know what, going to trial is going to be super risky. And again, read the opinion, and you can't walk away without realizing that for the county, it is a great risk to try this case, much less try this case in front of a jury in Oakland. Keep in mind, we're in federal court,
right,
in front of Judge Hamilton out in Oakland. And that's something that, again, in terms of healing, it's been 4 years. You know,
it has been Sheriff 4 years, Arnaldo, yeah. But it is a story that is obviously not nearly over. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, and we will continue to talk to you and talk to the county about the rest of this story as it continues to unfold. Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure, Pat.
That's Arnaldo Casillas, the attorney for the parents of Andy Lopez.